This is Rush to Reason.
You are going to shut your damn yapper and listen for a change, because I got you pegged, sweetheart. You want to take the easy way out because you're scared. And you're scared because if you try and fail, there's only you to blame. Let me break this down for you. Life is scary. Get used to it. There are no magical fixes.
With your host, John Rush.
My advice to you is to do what your parents did. Get a job, sir.
You haven't made everybody equal. You've made them the same, and there's a big difference.
Let me tell you why you're here. You're here because you know something. What you know you can't explain, but you feel it. You felt it your entire life, that there's something wrong with the world. You don't know what it is, but it's there. It is this feeling that has brought you to me.
Are you crazy?
Am I? Or am I so sane that you just blew your mind?
It's Rush to Reason with your host, John Rush. Presented by High Five Plumbing, where every call ends with a high five.
All right, we are back. Hour number three, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Myself, Andy Pate, Charlie Grimes. All right, something that I had for last hour, but we didn't get a chance to get to it, but we will now, is a lot of people, some of you have even emailed this particular article, because I think some of you thought that maybe this would never happen. But it in fact did. And it kind of goes along with my article that I read yesterday talking about Red Rocks, and we may have a special guest. So let's see here first before I get rolling along here, Andy.
Okay.
Because I was going to talk about this, but I want to make sure that we have this dialed
okay.
in here.
We can talk about
Are we going to be okay, Charlie? Okay, yeah. Well, we've got a special guest, so we'll roll into that instead. But I'm going to talk about, when we come back here after we get this guest taken care of, 28 Google employees that were fired, which goes along with my conversation yesterday about Red Rocks now imposing some codes, some employee type codes that I went over yesterday. And again, several of you have actually sent me this article on the 28 Google employees being fired. And the reason why I think some of you sent me that was it's a shock that any company like Google would fire anybody over this particular situation, which again, I'll get into more details of when we talk about it, but I think it's a reminder, that at the end of the day, even though employees, Andy, may not think this way, at the end of the day, guess who's still in charge?
The boss.
Yeah. The employer. The guy writing the paycheck, right?
Right.
At the end of the day, that particular entity is still in charge when it's all said and done. So do we have Nate Charlie, is that right? Nate Hockman joining us. Nate, welcome. How are you?
Hey, I'm good. Thanks so much for having me.
No, you're very welcome. Appreciate you joining us. And all right, NPR. I talked about this a little bit last week on air, but there's been a implosions of sort going on there. Explain.
Right. So it was sort of a two-pronged issue. First, this veteran editor at NPR wrote an op-ed, an opinion piece, basically just saying, even though I'm a liberal, this place has gone totally insane, and the inmates are running the asylum.
It was great.
And then as a it was great.
Yeah.
And then as a result, people started looking into the tweets of the new CEO of NPR, and it turns out she's totally insane, too. So bad news cycle.
Yeah. And for those of you that maybe missed that whole story, and maybe, Andy, why don't you just for a second kind of clue everybody in onto exactly what happened and where that even came from in the first place?
Oh, actually, Nate pretty much stated it. It was, you know, some of her Catherine Mars posts,
right,
earlier posts, which were very radical, came out.
Very.
Very hateful, by the way. And as a result, Republicans in Congress are now calling for NPR to be cut off. Now, Republicans have long called for this.
And really quick, why? Because a lot of people may or may not know this.
NPR is publicly funded. It
there
is funded with all our tax dollars. Therefore, it should serve all of us, favor none, always say.
So I wanted you to say that.
Right. And Republicans have long called for that to be removed because of this. However, they have recently gotten a lot of fodder and a lot of ammunition. Right, Nate?
No, that's entirely right. And frankly, just the idea of our taxpayer dollars funding a media station at all is contrary to the idea of a free society. But especially when this radio station and media outlet is as breathtakingly radical and leftist
Absolutely.
As NPR is now, there's no justification for our tax dollars funding them at all.
Hey, Nate.
Go ahead.
Just quick question. Do you think that them putting this person, they fired the editor who exposed her long-held beliefs, I mean, do you think that makes it even worse for them up on Capitol Hill?
Well, I think it's about as bad as it could get for them, at least in the Republican side of Capitol Hill right now. The question is if, you know, Republicans have been angrily banging the table and making frustrated noises about NPR for a long time, because they've been radical for a long time. But whether or not they actually follow through is a open question. And I think NPR is probably betting right now that if they just hunker down, try to wait out the bad news cycle, wait out the storm, you know, everyone will forget about it in a few weeks. And
I don't think that's happening.
Big amount of money. I hope not. I hope not.
Yeah, I really don't see that happening. When it starts getting up to Capitol Hill, Nate, as you know, Andy, as well, typically things don't sort of just fall through the cracks and get dismissed. There's investigations and things where people want heads to roll.
Yes, I think that is definitely, in a good case scenario, that is what happens. I think it's up to conservatives to continue to keep the pressure on.
That was my next question for you.
Right, yeah. Go ahead.
No, that was my next question, is basically, what do we do? How does our side capitalize on this, is maybe what I should say and reword it that way.
Well, like I was saying, it's up really to the sort of conservative movement infrastructure outside of the Republican Party. Conservative media, conservative activists like Chris Rufo, you know, people in that sort of space, to keep the pressure on the GOP, because the GOP oftentimes doesn't really like to fight these fights. They'd rather not get their hands dirty.
Yeah, because it doesn't always look great in the public eye, because they're still, I don't know why, Nate, but there's still a lot of people out there that feel like, oh, I can go to NPR and I'm getting unbiased news. I don't know where that preconceived notion comes from, because nothing could be farther from the truth.
No, that's totally true. I mean, we've got some extended family that are sort of old school liberals, you know, bless their hearts, I love them, but they have that view too, where they always have NPR on in the car because they think it's like pretty centrist, moderate news. And I'm pulling my hair out, like, you guys hear what they're saying.
Right.
It's the opposite of moderate.
Just because the tone is that doesn't mean the words are.
Yeah, you know, that's the kind of thing. Nate, if you could imagine for a moment the show The View spoken in monotone.
That's what it is.
That would be
absolutely
NPR. I mean,
well, and by the way, and Nate, I'll get your opinion on this as well as Andy's, but I think the whole monotone approach is so they can tone down what the rhetoric actually is, but it comes across moderate because of the monotone delivery.
Well, and it works.
Yes.
That's the most annoying thing, is for a lot of folks, especially people who aren't super tuned in to politics and don't pay very close attention, it's sort of background noise to them. These people sound sensible. They
yep.
sound reasonable. So they can be talking about how we need to abolish private property and, you know, burn down all of our major cities, but they've got this tone of voice that sounds reasonable
correct.
And moderate, and people fall for it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I know even some what I would probably call, you know, you're saying moderate liberals. I'm even saying moderate conservatives, which, yes, there are both, despite what a lot of people out there might think. And even they will tune into NPR because they think they're getting the quote-unquote balanced news.
Yes. And this is part of why, actually, NPR is even more dangerous and insidious than, like, an openly radical publication.
Absolutely.
You go to a
it's the angel of light theory.
That's right. Yes.
Go ahead.
You go to a communist or a socialist publication, and they're openly calling for communist revolution, everyone kind of knows what they're getting
right.
when they read that publication.
Right.
They know it's a biased left-wing publication. You go to a publication like NPR that sort of covers it in moderate-sounding language, but are smuggling in pretty much the same exact ideas,
yeah.
a lot more people are going to believe they're getting unbiased news.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Nate, I appreciate it. Great words. And you wrote an article on this in the American Spectator, correct?
That's right. Yep.
All right. How do people find that?
You can go to my author page, Nate Hochman of the American Spectator. It's top of the list.
All right. And I've got a link to it. We'll put that up in our notes as well, in our show notes, Nate, so people can find it that way also. But I appreciate you, Nate, very much. Thank you for all the good work.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me.
You're very welcome. I never really thought, until we were talking to Nate a moment ago, Andy, I should have thought about this before, but the whole monotone delivery is done on purpose.
Oh, yes.
To make people think that, oh, I've got moderate news coming now.
Right.
Even though it's about as radical left as it can get.
You know, I've noticed that our show will never get on NPR.
Oh, never.
But I wonder if we could get on PBS. I'm kidding.
Flesh Law is coming up next. 303-806-8886. Give Kevin a call today. He would love to help you, civil or criminal. Kevin is there to help you. Again, 303-806-8886.
Here's why you need personal injury attorney Kevin Flesh on your side. He understands the way the jury thinks. In the context of a personal injury case, you've been hurt by someone else's negligence. The idea is that you're going to try to recover so that you can get back to where you were just prior to that incident occurring. What that really means from a jurist perspective is that you're going to be asking them to award you money. So when we talk about fairness, we're talking about six people that you don't know. Those six people view the evidence and make a unanimous decision that will decide what the fair value is. When you're the one who's hurt, you have a good idea of what you think it's worth. The question is, can you persuade those other individuals whom you don't know and were witnesses to believe that's what the case is worth? Kevin Flesh understands the way the jury thinks. Call now for a free consultation. 303-806-8886. Flesh and Beck Law. They get results.
All right, is solar a good fit for you? Find out today. Give Alan a call today. Alan Davis, 303-378-7537.
The big secret that most solar salesmen don't want you to know is that you should not have to pay upfront for a solar system. Alan Davis has seen those smarmy sales guys knocking on your door right at dinner time, and I'm sure you have too. Don't pay them a dime. Alan Davis of Level Engineering will teach you about the PPA program, which allows you to have solar installed on your home at no cost. It's monitored and maintained, and you are guaranteed to pay less for your energy than you are right now. It's a no-brainer. The catch is that the company gets the tax credit instead of you, which isn't a big factor for most people. Alan Davis will set you up with the equipment you need, all professionally installed, with ongoing maintenance, including your roof maintenance, and a 25-year warranty. For less than you're paying right now, guaranteed. Don't just sit there. Call Alan Davis of Level Engineering at 303-378-7537. Do it now and find out how you can use solar energy to say goodbye to those steadily increasing power bills. That's Alan Davis at 303-378-7537.
This is Josh with Business Equipment Service. Here's a message from one of our satisfied customers. Greg with Open Range Services said, "With all the things I have to worry about in a day, it's nice not to have to worry about this complex beast of a machine outside my office. BES has done a great job of maintaining it for us, and we use the heck out of it. I have had some not-so-fun experiences with office machine maintenance companies in the past. Thanks for giving me one less thing to worry about." If you are looking into purchasing office equipment or have a problem with equipment you currently have, give us a call at 303-825-5664.
Putting reason into your afternoon drive. This is John Rush.
All right, we are back. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Myself, Andy, and Charlie Wayne is next. Go ahead, Wayne.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good.
Well, good. Hey, I turned into your program last hour, and I only caught a very, very small snippet of what I thought you said. I thought I heard you say that the Libertarian Party hates Jews.
Yes. I read their statement on air yesterday and again today from your leader of your party.
You're talking about Colorado Party? Or
the Colorado Libertarian Party.
And Wayne, by the way, we're not saying all libertarians hate Jews. We were very specific on that. What we are saying is that there is a very large contingent within the Libertarian Party that does hate Jews. I know. I've debated with them. And number two, that their recent statement...
Well, their statement coming out from the chair, basically, says it all.
Was horrific. Because what they're saying is they're urging all parties involved in the Middle East conflict to exercise restraint and to work toward a peaceful resolution. And at no point in this do they ever describe the difference between the two sides. And the two sides, on one side, you have aggressors who aggressively target civilians. On the other side, you have people who are clearly not the aggressors, who are not blowing up and shooting up all over the world. Okay, and who are never targeting civilians.
Andy, I'm not in argument with you on that.
I'm just speaking out loud here because I get very... I'm not getting angry at you, Wayne. I'm getting angry at that party. I'm getting very angry at them for not taking into account the position that Israel is in the Middle East. They are a speck surrounded by an ocean that hates them.
And really quick, I also said, Wayne, that very, very bad move on the leader of your party, in my opinion, when you're trying to bring people into that party, you're alienating a lot.
Well, I'm going to have to see that comment because I haven't seen that and I was not aware of that.
Yeah,
it was a press release or a statement put out by the Libertarian. Is it, you call it a chair? What do you call it here in Colorado?
Well, in Colorado we have a chair, and nationally we have a chair of the National Party. So I'm not sure where that came from. If it was an actual press release, it probably did come.
Your state party. It was a release. It was
from the state party.
Yeah, and your chair made it very clear that this is the position that your state party is taking. And, you know, calling for this peaceful resolution, we stand firmly against, I'm reading it, any and all acts of aggression, regardless of the parties involved, the statement reads, the recent events in the Middle East have only served to further destabilize an already volatile region, resulting in the loss of innocent lives and the displacement of countless families. And it goes on. There's more to it.
And this was a release put out by the chairwoman, Hannah Goodman.
Right.
Hannah Goodman. Okay. Well, I know Hannah very well. I will read that in its entirety. The Libertarian Party actually believes in the founding documents that call for the United States not to entangle alliances with other countries.
Yeah, I understand that.
That's fine. Say that then.
That's where that comes from.
Yeah. If you're calling on... And that's just it. Wayne, generally the libertarians restrict themselves to simply calling on on America not to intervene in foreign conflicts.
Right.
That's not what they're doing here.
Yeah.
What they're saying is both sides need to stand down, which is exactly what started all the unrest on these campuses. These were, you know, right now you're seeing people yell death to America, death to Israel. But that is the recent yelling of those groups. What those groups were yelling before was that they wanted a ceasefire.
Right.
And what they don't seem to understand is this. At that point, you're acting like one side is not more of the aggressor than the other. And if that both stand down...
No, I agree, Andy. Yeah. You don't have to explain that to me.
Yeah.
I absolutely agree with you.
Right. And this is what the Colorado Libertarian Party is now basically calling for, is a ceasefire. Go ahead.
Well, I'm gonna have to look into that more. I have no reason not to trust you, but I have to read it in its entirety, and I will.
Yeah,
I will.
Sure.
But I can promise you, within the Libertarian Party, two of the most popular national figures on the national within the National Party are both card-carrying Jews.
Okay.
And two of the most powerful and influential people that are in the party.
Then I'm guessing they would not care for the statement put out by your chairwoman.
Although there are anti-Israel Jews in America.
Well, you know, I don't know what their positions are because they haven't spoken about that, but they are card-carrying Jews and they're very well respected within the party.
True.
And loved.
And as I said yesterday, Wayne, I wouldn't have a problem even with the position that the Colorado Libertarian Party is taking if they would have said something to the effect of what you just said a moment ago. We believe we shouldn't be in alliance with any country. In turn, we're calling for a ceasefire or something along those lines. But to basically make it look like both parties are guilty is the wrong approach.
Yeah, I happen to agree with that. Sometimes things are said that are careless, and that's unfortunate.
And by the way, Wayne, if that isn't what was really said, and I have not read this correctly, and the state party has a different position, they are more than willing to either reach out to me, send me an email directly, or even come on air for that matter.
Sure.
I have no problem with that.
And Wayne, I got to be honest, though. Wayne, I have talked to many and debated with many, many libertarians online over the decades. And I'm telling you, many of them refer to the Jews as Zionists. And that is their racist trope for what they call the Jews. And they look at the Jews as equally as aggressive as the Arabs. And they don't like Israel. They blame Israel for drawing us into every Mideast conflict.
Well, when you say very many, Andy, as you know, I'm a former state chair of the Libertarian Party of Colorado.
Yeah.
And I've yet to speak to one.
Oh, you got to be kidding.
That's ever said anything.
Oh, come on.
Not even one.
Wayne.
So either somebody is fake, either you're exaggerating.
I am not.
Or somebody's lying to
you
about them being a libertarian or not.
They were, well, maybe.
Oh, that's a different
maybe
situation.
A lot of people lied about being libertarians. That would be a lot of them. But no, I'm not lying. I'm not exaggerating at all.
I can't imagine a lot because I've never spoken to a single one, including on the national level. And as a state chair, I travel to a lot of other state conventions, and quite often this is a topic of conversation. I've never once heard this type of rhetoric.
I have never heard the Libertarian Party ever take a stand for Israel.
Well, I don't disagree with that because I don't think they have.
Okay, then why haven't they? Israel is our most reliable ally
and keeps the peace in the Middle East.
No, I don't disagree. We're on different pages here.
No, and sort of maybe kind of wrap things up here, Wayne, and I would like this. If they have a different statement than what I've read on air yesterday and again today, I would love to hear that position. I would love for them even to call in and explain their position. And Wayne, you know me. If I'm wrong and I've said something wrong and I've been too hard on the Libertarian Party, because as you know, a lot of my political beliefs lean very much that way, but I will tell you, I cannot accept, nor will I accept, the statement they put out in this regard.
Well, like I said, I'm going to do some looking into it, and I know you'd be fair if the intent was different from what was written, and I know you'd give it a good platform.
I would, and again, I'm giving that opportunity. If they've got something different to say, then say it.
Yeah, because it came across as they were equating the sides.
Yes.
And that was a real problem.
Well, and there's a lot of groups doing that, and I hope the Libertarian Party didn't get caught up in that frenzy. But you and I both know that right now, everything that Israel has done for years has been purely retaliatory.
That's exactly right.
Absolutely,
100%. You are spot on.
And one last thing, Wayne, I just want to say once again, Israel and the Jews commit none of the terrorist atrocities all around the world. They're not stabbing a bunch of people on a bridge in England.
Or anywhere else.
They're not blowing up a train. They're not taking down the towers and 3,000 dying. They're not doing any of this. They are absolutely not the aggressor, and that has to be made clear by the Colorado Libertarian Party. Just saying.
Well, you know what? I don't have a lot of influence there anymore, but I will certainly bring this.
Well, this is what I said yesterday, and I really was thinking of you, Wayne, when I said this. If I were in your shoes and this truly was their position, I'd have to think really hard about coming back over to the R side of the aisle.
What, in agree with losing all of our rights? You got to be kidding me.
No, actually.
You bumped your head, John.
Losing all of what rights?
I've lost faith.
Wayne, let me tell you something, Wayne. When it comes to defending our rights, I always consider you a champion. And in my opinion, the Republican Party, which by the way can get elected, needs more of Wayne, not less.
Correct. Absolutely.
Well, I like Wayne.
I happen to agree with you on that, Andy. And this is where the problem lies. I was a Tea Party activist. Not just a Tea Party member, but I was a Tea Party activist. And I was very active in the party. And when the Republican Party shut down the Tea Party, that's where they lost me, because the Tea Party was the only faction that believed in securing and maintaining our rights.
When did the Republican Party actually shut down the Tea Party?
That was, I believe, around 2010 or 2012. And I was, like I said, I was an activist. I wasn't just a member. And I was very active. And when that happened, I was done. Because that was the only
Well, and so now what's happened, Wayne, and let me challenge you with this. Because guys like you are done, we now have a Republican GOP, especially here in Colorado, that has been so radicalized on the right, they might as well be on the left.
I'm not sure I follow you, John. What are you referring to?
Our GOP in Colorado is now picking winners ahead of the primary. They're not even letting the primary happen before they endorse candidates. And, Wayne, I can go down the list of all of the nefarious things they're doing at the chair level.
That's absolutely true, John. That started, first of all, with the Democrat Party about 22, 23 years ago. And the candidates were told at that point, candidates and office holders were told at that point, that if they didn't vote for the party line, they would be primaried. And then the Republicans followed with that starting about 6 or 7 years ago, maybe 8 years ago. So the Republicans are doing the exact same thing the Democrats are. They're forcing their candidates to vote the party line only and not vote their conscience. And I find that to be deplorable on both sides.
Wayne, I was in leadership in 2018.
That wasn't going on then.
It was only in one county. Okay, I was just Arapaho. But we never heard any of this.
No, you weren't doing that there.
Yeah, just for the record, we didn't do any of that or hear any of that.
And as a state party, Wayne, I don't believe any of the other previous chairs were doing what Dave Williams is doing now. That I can tell you for a fact, they were not. Not openly. If they were doing it, it was behind closed doors, and it was not put out in emails blasting all Republicans in the state.
Yeah.
That I can tell you, Wayne.
It certainly wasn't public.
I'm sure that's true. You know, the Republicans have been behind the curve. They've been behind the Democrats, but they're catching up.
Well, they've really caught up in this case, and I don't agree with it. And I'm out to change it, Wayne. I'm not giving up on the party. I'm out to change it. I'm not going to do what you do. I'm not leaving. I'm going to change it because I speak about it daily.
You know, I have several friends, guys, that were very, very staunch libertarians that joined the Republican Party to see if they could change it from the inside and became very active, and they were ostracized. Anytime any mention of protecting personal freedoms and rights, they brought that up, they were ostracized.
They were ostracized for mentioning protecting freedoms and rights?
Yes.
Wayne, I've never seen any. You see, you tell me you've never, ever met a libertarian who speaks poorly of Jews. I'm going to tell you right now, I haven't seen any of what you're talking about, and I was in leadership. Maybe we're hanging in the wrong circles.
Well, what's funny about that, Andy, I think that there might be a truth to that because we all hang around in the circles that we're familiar with and we have similar belief systems. So that's very possible.
Right, well, Wayne, I'll just say this. We need more of you, not less.
Yes, we do. And I'll leave that challenge to you. Find out and let me know, sir.
All right.
All right, Wayne. I appreciate it very much. And Wayne's a stand-up guy, by the way. I'll say that all day long. I was thinking of him yesterday when I was reading that particular article. Yeah. And again, I my belief system and how I view politics is very much in line with what Wayne feels in a lot of cases. I have not left the Republican Party. I will not leave the Republican Party because I want to change things. And no, I do not like what's going on inside the state party right now, especially the leadership here in the state. And yes, I'm out to change that as much as I possibly can. I have a voice here behind this microphone. I'll do everything I possibly can in that particular way to change what we have going on in the GOP on a state level here in Colorado. Affordable Interest Mortgage is next. Kurt Rogers, he would love to help you with a mortgage and whatever your needs are there. He is literally there to help you from a first-time home buyer to somebody that's bought multiple homes over the years, even investment properties. He is there to help you. Kurt Rogers, 720-895-0500.
Are you waiting for rates to go down? Are all of your monthly payments too much? No room for taxes or insurance increases? Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage. Do you have rates in the 3s and 4s on your mortgage? We can help you lower your total monthly payments by $700 to $1,200 a month. Money saved is money earned. 720-895-0500, Affordable Interest Mortgage. Have you purchased a home in the last 2 years? With rates down 1% to 1.5%, start saving hundreds now. Take AIM and let our experience save you money. 720-895-0500. Have you taken out an FHA or VA loan? With rates dropping, they offer a streamlined loan that requires no income verification, no increase in current payoff, no appraisal required, and payments $250 to $400 a month lower. And you may also be able to skip two payments. Take AIM, 720-895-0500. We have been saving homeowners thousands since 2001. It's like giving yourself a raise. Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-895-0500. That's 720-895-0500. NMLS 217147, regulated by DORA, equal credit lender.
High Five Plumbing, $100 off your next visit. Give High Five a call today, 877-WE-HIGH-FIVE.
In a plumbing emergency, you need the most qualified plumber in the business on speed dial. You need High Five Plumbing. High Five has a team of local agents ready to respond to your emergency. They even have separate call center and dispatch agents. That means you won't get put on hold for eternity, and high-priority calls go directly to dispatch, saving you valuable time. Even during off hours or weekends, if it's an emergency, you'll get someone who can help you. Their response time is best in class, and you can read that for yourself in their more than 3,000 five-star reviews. For the month of April, they'll give you $100 off your repair. Just tell them you heard them on KLZ. High Fives techs are certified and constantly training for emergencies, so you're guaranteed to get the right tech for the job fast with High Five Plumbing. Just call 877-WE-HIGH-FIVE. High Five Plumbing, where every call ends with a high five.
I clog my toilet. One too many times I call High Five for this. Call High Five for this.
All right, if you have roof problems, we have a solution. Dave Hart, Roof Savers of Colorado, he can extend the life of your current roof as well. And does that treatment work? Absolutely. I am living proof, or I should say, my roof is living proof. I've been through two over 100-mile-an-hour wind storms and no issues with my roof whatsoever. I attribute that to Dave Hart and his RoofMax product. Call him today, 303-710-6916.
Everywhere, new life is bursting forth, from budding trees to the blossoming flowers. So why not give your roof new life, too? Hi, I'm Elizabeth Hart.
And I'm Madison Hart. We want to tell you how our RoofMax Rejuvenation Treatment can add up to 15 years of life to your existing roof without spending thousands on a replacement. RoofMax is a 100% plant-based, bio-friendly product that rehydrates dry and minorly damaged shingles.
And it gets better. When you restore your roof with RoofMax, you help find a forever home for a child waiting in foster care. RoofMax has set a goal to help find forever families for 25,000 children waiting in foster care by 2030 through the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption. Are you ready to rejuvenate your roof and help provide a child with the home they deserve? Call our dad, Dave Hart, with Roof Savers Colorado at 303-710-6916 or go to roofsaversco.com.
Call today at 303-710-6916 or go to roofsaversco.com to see if your roof qualifies for the treatment.
All right, Premier Home Remodels, make sure you're not putting off that remodel project any longer. Give Premier a call today. Find them at klzradio.com.
Call Premier Home Remodels now to get your dream kitchen remodel. Starting the planning phase on your kitchen remodel now will get you back into your beautiful new kitchen by the end of summer. Premier focuses on customer satisfaction to build long-lasting relationships with you as you plan your dream kitchen. They are dedicated to building that bond. Premier treats every project with the exact same care and attention, no matter the scope or scale of the job, because they grow their company based off referrals and customer satisfaction. And it shows in their work. They work closely with you, providing professional input, a broader selection of material, and their exceptional attention to detail to make that new kitchen exactly the way you want it. Premier will do all they can to make your life during construction comfortable and safe. Details drive success when you work with Premier. No matter the scope or size of your dream remodel, start the conversation today with Premier Home Remodels by going to klzradio.com.
Are you a retired salesperson? Would you like to make some extra income with minimal time involved and no pressure? I may have the perfect option for you. My name is Tom Lozano, and I am in the final clean business. What is final clean? We work with the major commercial construction companies in Colorado. When an apartment complex or hotel is just about finished, they need a final clean company to make the project ready for the owner. So what would you be doing? It's so simple. I teach you to find the right person at a commercial project. You introduce yourself to that person and give them a brochure. You pass the contact information over to me and you get paid. And there's a very nice back-end commission available if the job closes. Interested? Go to klzradio.com/final-clean. That's klzradio.com/final-clean. It'll be the easiest sales work you have ever done. klzradio.com/final-clean.
Now, back to Rush to Reason, presented by High Five Plumbing, where every call ends with a high five.
All right, really quick, going back to that article from before Wayne, it's now up to 50 Google employees that have now been terminated over some sit-outs and just other things that some of these knucklehead employees, I think there's times where employees feel like they run the ship, but Andy, at the end of the day, they don't.
No, they don't. And, you know, one thing, I'm really happy to see this, and there's a little bitterness on my part. One thing I really went through up at the casinos is that the people who were right-wing had to be totally silent about their beliefs and about what was important to them. People who were left-wing could wear pins.
Do whatever.
And say whatever they wanted. And they got away with it. Why? Because people fear the left because the left will sue them.
And they don't fear the right the same way. Warren in Cheyenne, what's going on, sir?
Well, gentlemen, you're cracking me up.
Well, good.
That's what we're here for.
We try.
I got to laugh at Earth Day.
Well, thank you.
What a bunch of garbage.
I know.
You don't worship your Mother Earth?
Well, he welds on
it. No. You know, it's the left had to come up with something to the right to offset Passover.
Yeah. No, you're right about that. Hey,
and
before we move on, one question I've always been thinking, Warren. What's the biggest thing you've ever welded?
Biggest thing?
Yeah.
Nuclear plants.
Wow. Okay. Nice.
Condensers.
Was that out east?
That was in Wisconsin.
In Wisconsin, okay.
God's right. Country. Good.
Yeah. Up there where it's flat, lots of water. And mosquitoes.
Well, I'm just an old Jew.
Well, thank you.
And people forget, biblically, if you believe in such things, that how goes Israel, goes the world.
You are correct. I believe that.
And I'm not saying the United States is not powerful, but the minute they turn their back on them, they're in trouble.
I agree with you, Warren, 100%. I believe that my whole life. I still do.
It's true religiously. It's also true you don't turn your back on your friends.
That's right. That's right. Absolutely. The amount of, as you know, Warren, the amount of technology and things that we share back and forth, not just on the weapons end of things, but the things that we share back and forth, medically speaking, Warren, we have gained so much as a country from them in all of those areas that we would be really stupid to break that relationship.
Absolutely.
And that's where I don't understand anybody, any party, anyone coming out and saying the things that I read yesterday and again today, whereby you're basically throwing Israel into the same pot you are Hamas and Iran.
It's a terrible thing.
Makes no sense to me whatsoever. I mean, Warren, I'll go as far as to say this. You're really dumb and don't understand much about world history or what's going on today when you lump them into the same crowd.
No. And people forget Palestinians. As far as I'm concerned, they're just renters.
Yeah, they don't. Thank you. That's a good way of saying it. They're just renters. Good explanation. Yep.
So, gentlemen, have a good night.
You too, Warren. Man, I appreciate you very much. And I wonder what it'd be like to weld on a nuclear plant.
I have no idea. You wouldn't want me doing it, that's for sure.
I'd want somebody just like Warren doing it.
Yeah. Yeah.
He was the man for the job. Absolutely.
They'd call me Meltdown Andy.
Well, that's why there's guys like Warren that are very gifted at doing the things they do that can go out and do that. Speaking of being gifted, and we all know that Google leans very left anyways, although there is a tipping point to where when you start to disrupt operations, and the fact that Google has a very large $1.2 billion contract signed back in 2021 for Google and Amazon to provide the Israeli government with cloud computing and artificial intelligence services. You have that, but then you've got a group of individuals, multiple campuses, whereby they're basically taking over and destroying a part of your campus, Andy.
Right.
Again, these are individuals that don't understand how a business works. They think for some odd reason that they, as a little peon, have influence in how the company gets run. It doesn't work that way.
John, do you think it's two things here? And the number one being these people massively disrupted the workplace.
Correct.
And thought that they could do it. Why? Because we're politically aligned with a lot of leftist leaders, so we can do it. But on the other hand, do you also start to see that a lot of people on the left are being shocked at the amount of violence and hate, religious hate, coming from their side, that maybe even some of the Google leadership looked at this and said, my gosh, we had no idea this was boiling beneath the surface here.
Which makes you wonder, how in tune with their own party and beliefs are they? Because they're the ones with their policies and belief system that's creating this.
Right.
So I don't understand that part of it, Andy. It's like you're surprised at this? This is like your mantra.
Yeah. I mean, look.
This is what you stood for.
John,
Google, this is what you throttle down when it comes to searches and the like.
Yeah.
You're creating this, you dodos.
You throttle down anything that shows this kind of thing happening.
Correct.
Okay.
And you wonder
why do you
it
think
is.
You got to throttle it? Okay, why do you think you got to hide it? You have to hide it because it exists.
I don't understand that,
this
Andy.
This is the thing I don't understand about Democrats at all. Okay, they defend all the worst people. This is something that I couldn't understand growing up, okay, in the Democrat Party. I couldn't understand, look, we want to help all the criminals and let them basically lower all their
run
sentences,
free.
Let them run free.
Right.
They're letting them run free. They've created a lawless border. They don't care about genocide committed by Islam. They don't care about any of this. They always target the good guys.
Good point. Good point, Andy.
They target cops.
Very good
they
point.
They target Israel. They target Christians who aren't bombing anything either. They target everybody. So, they target people who work hard and produce for a living and pay their taxes, and they don't target all the people who are just collecting a check.
So how do they justify that? And because you grew up in that, how do they justify that? What's their reasoning behind that?
Control. Because their reasoning is this: we can control these people over here. If you have freedom, I can't control you. Mm. I want control. So if I get somebody hooked on a check, I can control them. If I look at people in Islam, Islam is geared around control.
Totally. Totally, Andy.
So they ally.
Absolutely.
Yeah, Islam.
There is no free will there.
Well, right, because Islam is jihad. It is remove those, either convert or die.
Right.
Okay, well, this is the very thing that the Democrat Party believes in. Convert or die really is what they're preaching as well.
Yep.
So I think that that's why they've aligned ideologically. But, John, they have become shocked at seeing how that plays out when these people become violent.
All right, K&R Home Transitions, folks. If you're looking to buy a home or sell a home, they are the place to call. You get two realtors for the price of one. They'll maximize not only your investment, but help you save money on the next one that you buy as well. And there's a lot of advantages to having two realtors literally for the price of one. 720-437-8210 is how you call them. Again, don't forget to ask about the re-up program when you call. It's a way for you to maximize your home, getting some things remodeled, updated, selling the home for a higher price, collecting a bigger check when you go to the closing table, and they can explain how all that works today. 720-437-8210. That's K&R Home Transitions. And don't forget Golden Eagle Financial, where you maximize that profit, invest that properly so you can have a good retirement down the road. That is Golden Eagle Financial. Call Al today. Find him at klzradio.com.
Your retirement plan needs to be reviewed periodically with Golden Eagle Financial to maximize the options of your retirement. Al Smith has seen almost every curveball that can be thrown at a retirement account. He's worked with folks who are just starting their savings or entering the job market, and people who retired 10 years ago. What they have in common is that a periodic review is essential to retiring with security and confidence. You don't have to worry about your retirement. Al will partner with you to go carefully through your plan and make sure you're still on track to retire comfortably and on your terms. Go to klzradio.com/money for a free consultation and get your retirement back on track. Investment advisory services offered through Brookstone Capital Management, LLC. Registered investment advisor, BCM, and Golden Eagle Financial Limited are independent of each other. Insurance products and services are not offered through BCM, but are offered and sold through individually licensed and appointed agents.
All right, Ridgeline Auto Brokers, they want to help you buy a new used car. You can actually take your car you have now and sell to them if you're looking to do something along those lines, or get your car repaired in Boulder or Fort Collins, two locations. Find them today. Go to RidgelineAutoBrokers.com, or you can also go to RushToReason.com.
Are you in the market for a reliable car that won't break the bank? Drive Radio sponsor, Ridgeline Auto Brokers, specializes in quality used cars that cost between $15,000 to $25,000, making them a great option for first-time drivers or anyone looking for a good deal. They pride themselves on providing a transparent and hassle-free car buying experience. That's why at Ridgeline, they never charge a dealer fee. Plus, all vehicles are inspected by Legacy Automotive, a Colorado Select member and sponsor of Drive Radio. For a limited time, they are offering first-time customers the first oil change for only $1. Every car comes with a 30-day warranty, with the option to purchase a service contract. And at Ridgeline Auto Brokers, there are competitive financing options to fit your budget. If you cannot make it to the dealership in person, there are videos of all Ridgeline cars for sale on their website at RidgelineAutoBrokers.com. Call today at 303-442-4141 to schedule a test drive or visit RidgelineAutoBrokers.com. Ridgeline Auto Brokers, the smartest way to buy a car.
As independent brokers, GIA Insurance can help you navigate through the maze of health insurance options so you get the right plan to fit your needs at the best premium. GIA never charges fees, and your premiums will never be any higher than going directly to the insurance companies or buying online. Call 303-423-0162, extension 100.
It's time to leave your safe space. This is Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
All right, we are back. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Okay, article yesterday.
Yeah.
I think one of you sent to me, Charlie might have even sent this to me. Biden administration hits Sheetz, it's S-H-E-E-T-Z convenience store chain, with a lawsuit, even though Joe Biden just did a campaign stop at one of them. They're accused of violating civil rights laws with its hiring practice. Now, Andy, given that headline, what do you think they're doing as a hiring practice that would somehow, quote unquote, violate law?
Well, I would assume that they're not hiring enough of the certain kinds of people.
No. Good guess, but wrong.
Okay.
Another guess?
In their hiring process?
Uh-huh.
They're asking a question they shouldn't ask? Or they're not asking
a question? They're doing something that the Biden administration thinks is wrong.
I got nothing.
They require background checks. Not exaggerating. They're accusing them of racial discrimination by the EEOC, claiming that their hiring practices discriminated against minority applicants. The lawsuit was filed the same day that Biden cheerfully stopped by a Pittsburgh location on Wednesday for food. This is last Wednesday. And former President Trump stopped by a bodega that same day, or sorry, the day before. Specifically, the EEOC argues that the Sheetz criminal background checks are discriminatory because of how its system weeded out applicants who were believed to have failed the checks. Okay, hang on.
They ask you? Are you or have you ever been black?
Okay, so I got to read this again. They argue that the Sheetz criminal background checks were discriminatory because of how its system weeded out applicants who were believed to have failed the checks. The EEOC said the disproportionately impacted Native American, black, and multiracial job seekers. I'm confused. If you either pass or don't pass.
It weeds out people who commit crimes. That's it.
And for all of you listening, I have no problem giving people second chances and so on.
Yeah, I'm all for it.
I'm fine for that. But if you as an employer have the type of business whereby you need people that can pass a background check, then people pass it or they don't.
John, when I got my key license up in Blackhawk,
you had to pass a check.
Yeah, I had to pass the check that you would have to pass for investigators. It's a detailed 20, it cost over $1,300, and they went over 20 years of your past. If you had done anything wrong, you were pretty much failed. So for these people to be upset about some little background check is laughable.
Well, so for example, 14.5% of black applicants had allegedly been denied employment due to a failed background check, while fewer than 8% of white applicants were denied employment. Now, we all know, and this is not being racist at all, we all know that percentage of population, the black community commits a higher percentage of crime than any other community out there does.
Obviously.
Asian, white, you name it.
Yes.
It's just the data. I'm not saying that to be racist. It's simply the data.
And the data isn't even that close. It's actually a much greater disparity than 14-8.
Correct. So I'm confused as to why Sheetz is getting a lawsuit.
Because they're insane?
I this makes no sense to me whatsoever.
It's for political reasons.
It's got to be political reasons. No other reason this could be happening, because there's no other gain here when it's all said and done. All right, we'll take our last time out. Cub Creek Heating and Air Conditioning. And again, as we head into the hotter months, which really are just around the corner, they're not that far out there, make sure that you've got your AC tuned up, everything's ready to go, and Cub Creek can help you with all of that. And there's a special right now, $50 off an AC tune-up. Just give Cub Creek a call today. Find them at klzradio.com.
Ream Certified Pro Partners, Cub Creek Heating and AC knows the right way to maximize your money for your home's unique heating and cooling needs. They stay up to date on the latest tax breaks, rebates, and other incentives, and that means you get the best all-in price when installing new heating and air. They are not commissioned salesmen. They're simply passionate about their trade and have exceptional integrity. They will come to your home, analyze what you have and what your needs are, and work with you on getting the equipment that makes the most sense for you. Cub Creek Heating and AC helps you make decisions that work for your home and your wallet by saving you up to $3,800 in tax breaks, rebates, and incentives that make sense to your needs. Schedule a free, no-obligation consultation with Cub Creek at klzradio.com/HVAC. Cub Creek services all equipment manufacturers.
We don't yell at you. We inform you. Now, back to Rush to Reason.
All right, we're back. Got a couple of minutes left of the program today. Wayne, welcome back, sir.
Just got a quick one.
No, go ahead.
If background checks are discriminatory on employment applications, are they also discriminatory on firearm purchases?
Good question. You know, one thing I want to add to that, too, as well, Wayne, there are a lot of government jobs that require you to pass probably even a heavier background check than what this company's running. Are they discriminatory?
Yep. Well, that's the question of the day, I guess.
So I'll leave you with that one as well, to your point. So thank you, Wayne. Appreciate it. Well done. No, well done. Yeah, I mean, the reality is you either pass or fail. Now, I don't know I did not look it up. I don't know how intense this particular company's background check is, because to Andy's point, and some of you out there listening know this, there are levels of background checks. For example, you're going to go work at DIA, there's a background check you have to pass there to be able to get into the different areas, I'll say, of the airport.
Well, they got to make sure that you're not either a terrorist or a parent who speaks up at PTA
board
meetings.
Yes. So they will run a background check on that level. Back when we had the weapons plant, Rocky Flats, there were particular, even at that time, levels of badges based upon your clearance back then, meaning you may pass one background check, but you may not pass the one that gets you everywhere on the plant, because that's I think back then they called it a Q clearance, and that was the highest clearance available at that time.
Yeah, we had two levels up in Black Hawk.
There
as
you
well.
Go. So point being, this was probably, Andy, one of the lowest levels there were.
Oh, yeah.
And they're now getting accused of racial discrimination just because a particular individual, based upon their background, couldn't pass it. But they're now making this something racial. It's the dumbest thing ever, by the way.
Agreed.
And by the way, this is where government needs to stay out of it and just let business do business. And that's the way things should work. All right, tomorrow, don't forget, NFL Draft Day. Andy and the boys will be here and have all their picks and a lot of other fodder as well. And it'll be a fun day, and I'm looking forward to it.
We're going to have fun, John.
All right. Have a great night, everybody. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560.